One of the many civil society groups to attend the recent United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change Conference of the Parties, meeting in Lima, Peru, known as COP20, was WECAN, the Women's Earth and Climate Action Network. The organization works with women leaders around the world to promote rights-based solutions to climate change, including the rights of women, indigenous peoples, nature, and future generations. The UN meeting in Peru was organized to begin drafting a global climate agreement in preparation for negotiations in Paris later in 2015. At the conclusion of the Lima meeting, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon hailed the outcome, but many climate activists were disappointed. Critics say that delegates failed to deliver a strong draft on which to build the Paris Agreement by accepting a deal that only requires self-certification of commitments to cut carbon emissions, rather than binding reductions that would be reported and transparently regulated. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with WECAN founder and executive director Osprey Oriol Lake, who attended the meeting in Lima with about 30 other members of her group. Although these UN climate meetings are known more for generating global warming gases as attendees fly in from around the world than for any accomplishments in addressing climate change, Oriol Lake says WECAN's attendance in Lima is just one part of their inside-outside strategy.
An organization like ours, we really have what we call an inside and an outside strategy, in which we're really working on the inside to influence the process as much as possible, influence governments as much as possible, really advocate against false solutions which are being discussed there, such as geoengineering and nuclear power and things that we don't agree with. So we think it's important to be inside that process as well as really advocate for gender equality and make sure that whatever kinds of laws are put in place, that they're gender responsive. So we think there's a lot to be done on the inside. That said, you know, most of our work is actually not inside the UN process, but outside the process and creating pressure, you know, in more local grassroots on the ground solutions and different policies that we can more immediately affect. So, you know, most of our work during the year is actually not involved with the UN, but we at the same time think it's really important to have our voices heard, have members that are involved with us, especially women on the front lines, women from low-income communities, indigenous communities. Having their voices there is a really important thing so that we can do the best we can with that UN process.
I was fortunate to be able to cover the International Women's Earth and Climate Summit outside New York City in September 2013, which was organized by your organization, WECAN, and out of that came the Women's Climate Action Agenda. Osprey Oriol Lake, can you talk about what's in it and how you're using it?
It's a very dynamic document that we released in September during the UN Climate Summit and People's March in New York, and we brought it also to Lima, Peru, and we released that inside the UN, and it goes through an entire host of solutions and recommendations, everything from addressing unsustainable consumption and production in the global north. It recognizes how to take action with common but differentiated responsibilities. We talk about leaving 80% of the oil in the ground, divestment from fossil fuel companies, investing in clean energy. We talk about the protection of rights of nature and the end of the commodification and ownership and exploitation of all ecosystems. It addresses the how we can democratize our food, agriculture, and seed systems, the protection of the rights of indigenous peoples, and how we can really transform our extractive economies, which is so important right now, and how we move to a socially just and environmentally sustainable economic pattern. And, of course, something very central to our organization, which is really the promotion of women's rights and women's leadership in all steps of climate change, adaptation, and mitigation. And inside the COP, we also work very closely with the women and gender constituency, which is led by organizations like the Women Environment and Development Organization, WEDO, and Women in Europe for Common Future, WCF. And these are, you know, very long-standing, prominent women's organizations internationally who are really directing the leadership of women's groups inside the UN. And, you know, I just really want to commend the work that they do. And together we all advocate and do work advocating to the delegates and to governments. And a big focus, of course, is insisting upon a fundamental framework of a rights-based agreement that's really focused on climate justice, focusing on gender equality, women's rights, indigenous people's rights, and ensuring that we really look at historic responsibilities and pushing for that kind of agenda inside is, as I was saying earlier, really important. We also held a really big event, which we were very excited about, in downtown Lima, called Women Leading Solutions on the Frontlines of Climate Change. We really need to stop treating nature as property and start really seeing nature as a rights-bearing entity and how we can really, as human beings, harmonize our lifestyle and our way of living to be in harmony with nature and the natural laws of the earth. And so there was a very, very large two-day tribunal with people all over the world coming to hear the tribunal, but also to come as witnesses and presenting cases and offering testimony. It was a very, very powerful and, I would say, heartbreaking experience hearing a lot of these cases, but it was also very empowering for people to participate in the tribunal. So those are a lot of the activities that we were involved in when we were there.
So I was going to ask you if you thought it was worth the trip to Lima. It sounds like you thought it was.
Absolutely. I mean, I think a lot of these international gatherings are really key for civil society and for a lot of us involved in different environmental organizations or rights, human rights organizations, indigenous rights organizations, all involved in different social justice movements to really gather and meet on our own and strategize together, have our voices be heard, to be able to have direct action, to be engaged in the process, to engage with our leaders. So I think it's extremely valuable because, you know, if we're not there making a stand and if we're not making our presence known, then we're not influencing the process at all, and I don't think that that's productive or wise.
That was Osprey Oriel Lake, founder and executive director of the Women's Earth and Climate Action Network, or WECAN. Learn more about WECAN and the progress of UN climate change negotiations by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.